Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Kredic in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Kredic in the Morning.
We are giving away stuff left and right up in the hizzy house.
What are we doing now? Well said, Kelly.
Yeah, man.
That's Kelly Raspberry.
The stuff we give away for show. You're a big Mad Men fan, and there are people who are just devastated. They're not going to see Don Draper in their living rooms every week. I mean, this is the final season. It's back Sunday nights, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, for those last few final episodes, each one so precious. Well, to celebrate the end of an era, I mean, this really did change the way we watch television, I think, for a lot of people. We're going to give you the chance to win one of three trips to an exclusive Mad Men party in Los Angeles. You and a guest are going to head to this huge Hollywood party. You'll watch the final episode of Mad Men. It includes transportation, accommodation, some party passes. Get some Mad Men swag and a whole bunch more stuff. All you got to do to win, to register to win, is show us your Mad Men style. So dress up like you're part of that show.
JC, you could wear the baby blazer.
The fitted blazer.
That was very trendy in the 60s.
Yeah. Dang right.
You do what you can to bring it back, JC.
Very trendy now.
You're bringing it back.
Do the hair. Do that over-slacked hair. Do the makeup where the women can have so much fun dressing up like your favorite Mad Men character or just somebody from that era. Take a picture of yourself and send it to us by Friday, April 17th. And you'll have more details at kidnation.com. We're going to pick our three favorites to win. Very excited. I can't talk. I'm so excited.
Make sure you watch Mad Men on Sundays on AMC.
Honest, I had a little bit too much vodka last night, and I'm not functioning right.
It's okay.
Monday night, huh?
Oh, you know.
Monday night.
I was home.
With the tender wolf.
All right.
I can't. My brain and my tongue aren't working together.
Yeah.
Very
oh,
well
why?
Bill. Yeah, yesterday, just in case you weren't listening, we revealed his real name.
I mean, yeah, he wanted to.
He said he would rather be referred to.
No more Tender Bear, no more Tender Wolf.
He has nothing to hide.
He doesn't want a quirky radio nickname. He's just Bill.
All right.
Good times. So now that's what was
funny, because JC's wife goes by her real name. And
well, that's my wife.
And so what are you saying?
I'm just saying.
This is nothing that a girl has...
Yeah, Al, when are we going to call your girlfriend the real name?
I don't think ever. I don't think so.
Dr. Girlfriend!
I really don't think that's going to happen.
Really?
No, there's no need. Why?
Never?
Why?
Why?
There's no need. What if you guys get married one
day? She's been Dr. Wife. I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
She's got a career.
Okay.
Up in her.
What career?
She got a career up in here. So
you post pictures of her online. It's like you're hiding
her.
Like
everybody can't figure out who she is.
She doesn't have she's got an Instagram, but she doesn't have Twitter. She doesn't have Facebook.
Yeah, she has your Facebook.
She's mine.
Does she still have your password?
Yeah. I haven't changed it. I'm too lazy.
We need to play Let's Go Back in Time with Big Al Max Facebook messengers.
We should play a gag. If she's not listening, we should have our listeners who can go on Big Al and just send him messages.
Dirty ones.
Just inappropriate messages.
Ladies, please send Al.
Don't say a word to her about it. Just send, see how long it takes for her to say, so.
Yeah.
Send Al dirty private messages, please.
There's no need
if you're
to do
friends
that.
Not on his wall.
If you're friends with Al, on his
not
personal
on his
Facebook page.
Private little, those
just
little...
like, it was so great this weekend.
And just, you need to burn her. See if she's, she's sneaking around.
Do that.
Yeah, because you need to know she's looking at the messages.
I don't need to do that. We have a lot of stress right now because she's trying to figure out, and nothing that she can do.
Well, then she shouldn't be snooping on your Facebook.
Yeah, don't
messages.
Be snooping.
I don't. I didn't say she was. She asked for it one time, and I was like, sure, here. I ain't in the hide.
Oh, you're so foolish.
Dr. Girlfriend, if you're listening, go back to like 2010.
Well, they weren't together then. It doesn't matter.
I know. That's what.
You know what? And... it's just not a good idea. The past isn't a problem unless your past is in the present. You know what I mean?
Wow. Right. I'm on Instagram that.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's
I'm just saying
things.
It's true. So many guys and girls at my age especially get so mad about who did you date in the past and what did you do in the past. And it's like, unless your past is presenting a problem today and is still part of our present and we're dating,
it's not.
Everyone has a past. I don't really want to know about it, and I don't really care unless it's a problem today.
And clearly, I do. I want to know.
No, that's Kelly.
I want to know. It's just curiosity for me. I'm like, so what'd you do? Who were you with? And it's like a weird, I don't know.
I don't get that.
The older I've gotten, the less I feel that way.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't talk about honey one, honey two, honey three. Those were the, you know.
Yeah, I used to have ex-girlfriends.
You don't need to.
I have a weird curiosity.
There's no need. But like I said, she's got a month until she finds out what city she matches with. It may be here. It may be Detroit. It may be Akron. It may be Cincinnati.
Mm. Shout out.
She didn't go to the one in New Jersey because she found out that that city or that part of town, the country, is like has the highest crime rate in the world or something. Mm. And so we're purposely not talking about it. Like, we're purposely not discussing what if.
Yeah, but did you make a decision? I know you'll talk about it when you get there.
She said
be open to moving.
She said, when I do get my notification, I want you to read it. She doesn't even want to read it.
Wow. But no, what are you going to do if she has to move to Akron, Ohio? Did you guys discuss that?
We have purposely not discussed what happens after May, I think it's 12th, when she gets this letter or email or whatever.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I've
thought, you can't help but think about it, but you know, I'm stupid like that. I just don't think about stuff until I have to think about it. I don't want to deal with it right now, you know, until I get the termination notice, then I pay the bill.
You're a modern day Scarlett O'Hara.
Sure are.
Without the plantation.
Shut up.
By the way, if I could interest you in a house.
What's going on with your house, man?
Man, buying a house is probably the happiest moment of your life.
Really?
It is. And then you have it for a month and something goes wrong.
Okay, because I've been considering it, because you guys are all homeowners and I'm not.
Jenna, houses are the biggest whoopings.
When did you buy your house?
2 years ago, Al.
And this is your second house, right?
No, this is the first home house I have ever bought.
You're renting the other one. Okay.
This is my first house.
And so what's the deal? You've had some problems with it early on.
Nothing crazy. Yeah. The garbage disposal broke. I went on YouTube, learned how to fix it.
Right.
But not like the, new ACs and a new roof and things that cost you
right.
a ton.
The really expensive stuff has not happened yet. The roof is fine. The AC has worked so far.
Yep.
The water heaters haven't gone out on us yet.
Okay.
But
it's coming.
I guarantee you it's coming. It's going to happen.
I don't know how you do it, man.
It's just you constantly are living on edge when you own a home because is this the day I'm going to have to just
something's going to break?
You also chose an older home.
I did.
In a well established
home. But it was renovated.
Yeah. It was really pretty.
So we had an add on. There's an add on in the back that the people prior to us did.
Yeah.
And so I guess when you do an add on, you build on top of the pre-existing roof, right? And then you create you elongate. I don't know how it works, but that's how it is because I've looked up in the attic.
Yeah.
And so about a month ago, my wife and I, in our bedroom, started hearing, you know, a little pitter-patter up there.
Uh-oh.
And I at first I thought, is it on the roof or is it in our attic?
Or it could be a tree brushing up against the outside of your house or something.
But we had the branches cut, so it was the tree. We knocked that out.
Okay.
And then I started hearing the noises. And
you
said,
heard the squeaky noises too?
Squeaky noises. Ooh. And then there was a fight one night between two people or two animals or whatever it was up there. And there was a full-on fight. One of them obviously won because there's only been one ever since. And you could hear them chewing on, wood.
That's not good.
I think, and I don't know what else they're chewing on, but the light right above me on our bed, it went out. It was on, and then we heard some chewing and
snacking on wires up there.
That's when my wife decided, I'm going to call the exterminator.
So how long has this scrambling and squeaking and chewing been going on before you decided it was time to call someone?
I would say between 3 weeks and a month. About 3 or 4
that's
weeks.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's
not, I mean.
That's no. I feel like from friends that owns home, just, that's normal.
I hear one squeaky, chewy scramble.
You're Kelly Raspberry.
Terminate.
I know you are.
You have any problem.
So we finally call him.
Yeah. Now JC gave him enough time to mate.
And
oh my gosh.
Because I only hear one. And so we're thinking we have a rat up there. You know, let's not joke. We have a rat.
Oh,
we have a problem.
That wouldn't be my guess.
Let's get it taken out.
I have one guess.
It could be all kinds of stuff. It could be rat. It could be.
But it sounded small, so it wasn't a big. Yeah. It's not like a raccoon. It's not a possum.
Okay.
It was a small sound.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
And so we call the exterminator, and he shows up yesterday, and he goes up in the attic, and he comes down, and he goes, "Well, I have some bad news."
Uh-oh.
And so my wife and I are standing right there by the ladder where it leads up to the attic.
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, man, just break it down. What is it?" And he goes, "I'm sorry. But you have a squirrel up there."
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
My eyes got so big.
You're so happy.
You're excited.
Joy took over my body. I said yes. And my wife is going, "Oh no." You know?
So just one?
It's just one squirrel. He thinks it's one squirrel based on the nest and the pattern he's created in the
He's got a house all to himself.
Yeah, so he's living large. Apparently there might have been two squirrels, but one kicked the other one out.
One killed the other one.
They had a domestic disturbance.
It was the alpha squirrel.
Yeah.
Is he weirded out by your ecstatic response?
He looks at me and he goes, you know, squirrels could cause a fire in your attic. And I said, all right, we'll fix this.
Are you going to fix it?
And he goes, well, I can't take care of them because they're wildlife. I'm an exterminator. I could deal with
bugs,
rodents. Yeah. But squirrels are considered wildlife, so you guys have to call somebody else. And I said, no, don't worry about it, because Kelly Raspberry hooked me up with a feeder, and I got food.
Oh, and you have the squirrel underwear I gave you.
So
and
you're
going to
create a home for this squirrel by putting out the... What are you doing?
Rent or something.
I got clothes ready for him.
Did you guys see the squirrel underwear?
What is that? I got me squirrel underwear.
It's squirrel underwear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got squirrel underwear.
So you're telling me you're welcoming the squirrel into your home?
Yes. My wife is not very happy about
this. What about the fire potential?
He's going to be chewing wires and stuff.
This.
Yeah,
what about this.
When he creeps down late night into your kid's room?
So here's what we're supposed to do. We got to get him out of the attic. That's where the fire is caused. Yeah. I want him to become a domesticated squirrel since he's already halfway there. So what I did is I went ahead and put some food down at the bottom of the stair. And I just said, I want him to come down, and I want to welcome him for dinner.
You left the attic staircase down.
I'm sitting
out of
there.
The ceiling.
Yeah.
So that the squirrel will come down and eat.
And I just chilled in my bed, waiting for him to come down. I don't want him to come down by himself. I want to show him around. And that's what I want to do. I feel like this squirrel could become my pet squirrel that I've always wanted.
JC, you know a lot about squirrels. You're obsessed with them.
Yep.
And have been for years. You know that the only time you see people with those squirrel pets, it's because they rescued them as babies and they kind of fed them when they were newborns.
No, I've seen many YouTube videos where the squirrels were grown adults and they were invited into a home and they became friends with the owner.
Okay.
So if you guys could help me talk my wife into wanting my squirrel friend to come into our house, she's on the phone right now with us.
Oh,
hey.
My gosh.
Hi, babe.
Oh, Kenzie.
You're such a freak. This is disgusting.
Kenzie.
I'm
so he's
sorry.
Not going to let you get rid of the squirrel?
They pee everywhere. We got rid of Delilah for the same reason. Like, we don't need a squirrel in our house. It's disgusting.
You got rid of your dog.
No, we got rid of her because she almost bit our son.
No. But she peed everywhere, too. She would get up on the bed and pee. And you think that squirrel's not going to pee in our bed?
Yeah, how are you going to potty train a squirrel?
Squirrel underwear.
Yeah, that's true. The squirrel panties.
Taking care.
Oh, my God.
You got to wash them.
Now, she says Kenzie,
I know.
Look how beat down she sounds.
Kenzie, I totally feel you.
Sorry.
And you know I love all animals. But I'm telling you, Kenzie, you kind of have the upper hand here, though, because you're home more than JC,
right.
And he's at work right now, which means all you got to do is, I don't like condoning this, but you just got to set up a little trap, because that's what these people do when they get rodents. They set up a trap, and then they tell you they're taking it to the lake. I'm not really sure what they do with it, but they will
Not your problem. Now that's out of your house.
They'll trap it for you.
Do y'all have a BB gun in your house?
Yeah.
You have a BB gun?
Yeah, I got one.
Kenzie, you know what to do.
I'm strapped.
No.
I know.
You can be more humane. You can trap him, put food in a little doggy crate thing, and then take him outside. Isn't that the easiest, most humane way?
Apparently, they can come back. If they're not let go 5 miles away from your house, they'll smell their scent, and they'll come back in.
See, he wants to live there.
You're kidding.
I'm not. I really want this guy to be my pet. If he's already in my attic, what makes he's welcome inside?
In the meantime, while you're waiting for him to come down,
we'll get him a cage.
Look at the damage he could be doing up there.
Yeah,
right,
chewing other stuff.
That's why we're trying to get him down, and then get him a
JC.
Cage.
Okay, I get
and then
what
when
you're
I'm
saying.
Home, I can play with him.
And if the worst thing the guy said he could do was like pee or run around and get in fights, he said it could cause an electrical fire
up there. Yeah.
Where do you think it's gonna come down? What happens if you're not there one weekend?
He's not gonna go up there if I have him in the house sealed.
You have got to be kidding me.
You need to
you're
find the hole.
Your family safety at risk. There's got to be a pet store that sells squirrels or something.
I'll get you a baby squirrel and the terrarium and everything that it needs to live in and wheels and games. I'll get you that.
Plus, I'm really fast. I can run out of a building that's burning.
You need to find the hole that the squirrel is using. They probably go out in the daytime. He comes back at night,
yeah.
I'm guessing. So seal off the hole and just be done with it.
Okay, I got the compromise.
What?
You build him the squirrel bachelor pad outside. So JC and the squirrel can hang out in the little log cabin in his backyard, really trash it up a lot. and then you can have your little bro pad in the back with
squirrel
your big
cave.
Screen, and you guys can watch games, play video games, and then he won't burn your house down.
Okay, babe, I'll compromise. If you invite the wildlife people over and they get the squirrel, I just want to see him before they take him away so I can pet it.
Okay.
Is that
you're
deal?
Gonna pet it, it's gonna bite you.
Yeah.
No, I'll be careful.
You have to get a rabies shot.
Yeah.
I'll be careful. Oh.
I'm sorry, Kenzie. How do you do it?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Anybody want a husband?
Going to buy a new house? Cause
she said anybody want a husband.
Oh, a husband. I thought it was a house.
All right, I'll see you later. I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Go back to sleep.
Oh.
She's beat down by my squirrel love. It's understandable.
That was so funny to me.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning
Show. Now, before we get into your crazy men and their lifestyles, quick spoiler alert. Dancing with the Stars was on last night.
Did you watch, Kelly?
No.
You missed it?
Oh, that's
no,
right. That's
I missed
right.
it. I missed
Bill
that.
Bill was over. That's
yeah, she
right.
was having a
we
date.
Were dealing with stuff.
A little bit of a date. But spoiler alert. Here's who got sent home last night.
All right. On this fourth week of competition, the couple leaving... right now is Michael and Peta.
Great job, you guys. You had a chance, Michael, to share your story, share your message. What did you get out of this experience?
It was an awesome experience. I mean, please give my partner Peta everything.
I would say probably the worst week for him to go home because it was best year or the most prevalent year of your life, and he chose last year when he came out as the first openly gay pro football player that got drafted, and how his dad walked away from him for the second time and said he wanted nothing to do with him.
Sad, yeah.
So it was really sad, and for him to go home that night, you know.
Yep.
Who was it between him and who were in the bottom two?
Doggone it, I saw it.
I saw it too, but
I don't know their names.
I don't remember
it's
who
okay.
was the other one.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I think it was that kid that has a brother on the Disney Channel.
Oh, the guy from Riker.
Yeah, he was in Jeopardy. But he's
Riker.
He's really good, though, so it was a tough one.
Patti LaBelle is still in there.
Mm-hmm. And our girl Nastia Lukin's still in there.
Yeah.
Still doing it right with Derek Huff.
Yeah, right now it's still a popularity contest.
And the guy with, like, the amputee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in.
Yeah, right now it's not about dancing as much as it is who's got the biggest fan base.
True.
Now, I want to become friends with a squirrel that is living in my attic. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes,
I
definitely.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Now, I told you guys, I said I wanted to have him come down the attic stairs and that we would, you know, have this blissful squirrel-human friendship.
That makes you crazy also.
And you guys said that could not happen. Well, I'm here to tell you that Haley made it happen. Haley?
Hi.
You kept a squirrel from your attic and made friends with him?
We did. We actually had a squirrel mother that left two babies up in our attic, and my boyfriend at the time decided to keep one. And, of course, I let him, and it was a baby, and we fed it through a little, like, nipple dropper milk. And finally, after a year of having him, we let him go in our backyard because it started to bite us and stuff. But we had a cage for it, and we let it run around our house and everything. It was a great experience.
It was a good year.
But it was a baby.
It was raised from a baby. It's not already a wild grown animal.
Me. Yeah. So maybe if
that's the difference. It was a baby. We didn't keep it a grown one, but the mama left two babies in our attic. Yeah.
You did the right
thing. So if this squirrel leaves babies in our attic, I could potentially do what you did and have them for a year and then let them go into the wild and have fun.
Exactly, because it thinks it's your mom and dad. So, yeah. But it started to bite us after a while.
Yeah. Best year of your life, Haley?
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
See? Thank you for that call, Haley. You gave me...
Are you validated now?
I'm validated. Kind of. Yeah. Not really.
My Aunt Lacey had a pet flying squirrel.
Wait a minute.
What? Her house.
The flying squirrel?
Yes, they have those little
I know what they have.
So they can jump from tree to tree. They don't really fly like birds, but they can, you know, they can jump from things and soar.
Yeah.
She had one in her house. She was eccentric.
Is she the one that was married to Red Raspberry?
Uncle Red,
the
yes. They lived out in the woods in Eastover, South
Imagine
Carolina.
That.
Kelly had a spy uncle.
I did. Well,
Red Raspberry.
That's he worked for military intelligence.
That's a spy.
That's super spy. Yeah, did he live in Russia ever?
What?
Did he live in Russia ever?
I don't know.
Well,
he wasn't allowed to
make it official.
We don't know.
I wonder if James Spader, his character on The Blacklist, because his name's Red. Do you think it's based on Red Raspberry?
Maybe there's some secret file that he was privy to, and his character could very well be based on my Uncle Red.
Interesting.
Didn't you have two uncles named Red?
Well, Uncle Richard, we called Red, but the people of Mullen, South Carolina, call my Uncle Frank Red.
Oh, okay.
But to family, he's Frank. To the people, he's Red.
Got it.
That makes sense?
Kind of. Your family tree has so
it's
many
so
branches.
Cool.
All right, we're doing Does That Make My Man Crazy?
Yes.
Clearly, Kinsey's man, JC, is crazy.
Crazy. 800-543-3548 is our number.
800-5-GEEK. Get on our Facebook. Summer wrote, my husband hates to order food from a drive-thru. He will stop in the parking lot, make me switch seats with him, and then we go through the drive-thru.
What?
Does that make my man crazy?
Yes. Wow.
You think it's...
A lot
he freezes up because he's afraid he's going to do it wrong or something.
Stage fright.
Yeah,
and it's hard to get close to the window.
It's a lot of trouble.
You could still order from the passenger seat.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't want to be in charge. That's a big responsibility to order for the entire car.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say yes.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. I love talking to the driver.
Out of the car and walk around. That's crazy. Wow. My husband sits down. This is from Kelsey.
I thought you were married. Sorry. Oh.
My husband sits down to tinkle. Does that make my man crazy?
No, that's a product of the way he was raised.
Hey. A lot of guys do that.
I do it when it's late at night. I get up in the middle of my sleep, and I don't want to turn any lights on. Mm. I sit down. You know?
I think that would alleviate the getting stuff on the toilet.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're doing it out of kindness for the woman.
For the woman.
I tell you, the only reason to do that, number two, false alarm.
Number two, false alarm out?
So let's go to the phones and see what our listeners have to say.
Yeah.
Christina, what's your man do that makes him crazy?
Hey, guys. My husband is obsessed with what he calls progress checks. So I catch him in the bathroom because we have a full, you know, wall mirror in the bathroom as naked as can be before and after the shower, flexing and making the meanest faces possible. Does that make my man crazy?
Making the meanest.
JC?
I do it.
Can you address that?
I don't make the mean face, but it's just something liberating about being a dude in front of your mirror and just giving a couple flexes here and there.
Chris, you have to be naked.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because it makes you feel kind of like one of those statues.
Like a
back
stud?
The day. Yeah.
Oh, like a Greek god.
I
no,
think doing
I'm
it
not...
if you're on a workout plan and you're looking at your progress, but to do it every day when you haven't done anything different.
Right. Yeah, just do it just to judge how many beers you had the night before. Or something.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Uh-huh. Christina, have you...
He does the Greek god poses, too. But also, if we're in a store, he'll check himself out in any mirror. And I told him he's just one step away from kissing his bicep in public.
you got you a little self-lover there.
Yeah, you do. Have you taken any blackmail pictures yet, Christina, while he's doing
I absolutely have. I have several. I sneak around the door and take pictures and video of him flexing. And I swear he is like a kid caught in the cookie jar every time I catch him.
Wow.
He goes from the meanest face to the most innocent-looking kid on Earth.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's cute.
I'm just looking at myself.
Kelly,
it's
just,
all yours.
Kelly thinks it makes him cute, not crazy.
Oh,
Alan, I can't say that.
Men fun.
Yeah.
you and your cute husband have a great day, Christina.
Thank you.
Huh. Al, you flex naked in the mirror, don't you?
No.
You've never done it.
I probably have way back. This morning I just looked in the mirror and said, no.
Why?
This shirt makes you look way fatter than I already know I am, so I'm taking it off.
Girls don't do the flex thing, but I do catch the girls doing the booty check.
Yeah.
But they turn around and they lip. For some reason, you go on your tippy toes when you're checking your butt. Why?
Always. You should stand on your tippy toes if you're flat footed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It gives it that little extra.
I guess it's like you're wearing heels.
You notice that swimsuit models do that when they take photos? If you pay attention to their feet, they stand on the balls of their feet.
Oh, I'm paying attention to something else. Amanda, your man's afraid of something?
Yes. Okay. So my man is terrified of fingernail clippers and won't ever use them. So he chews his toenails in a fingernail golf. Does that make my man crazy?
Ew.
And flexible.
Yeah. Look at you looking on the bright side.
Yeah.
How does he get to the little one?
Or any of them.
I don't know. I don't really watch.
He can put his toes in his mouth?
That's a flexible man.
Yes.
He must be double jointed.
Yeah, yeah. Does he kiss you afterwards, Amanda?
No, that's an indefinite no.
Yeah, you don't want to catch athlete's mouth.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and say that makes him crazy.
Yeah.
Chewing your toenails off.
I mean,
yeesh.
Ryan from Kid TV, a.k.a. Man Bun Central, is doing it right now.
He can put
ladies, he is single. So go hit him up at kidtv.com.
Do you know where your shoe has been? You're putting it in your mouth?
Oh, he took his shoe off. Yeah. Now. We got him on KTV.
Just because you can do something.
Ryan,
just
Ryan!
Do that.
Turn
no.
the camera on.
Ryan,
turn the camera on you, Ryan. Yeah.
He's putting the whole foot in his mouth. There you go.
This is your moment,
KTV.
Ryan.
KTV.
This is Ryan fits his entire foot in his mouth, ladies.
And he is
that
single.
That doesn't get you a woman. Not only, what will?
Not only does he handle the videos elegantly on KTV, he can also stuff his foot in his mouth.
All right.
Go dump your boyfriends because he's ready.
Ryan the Romanian.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy. The crazy Romanian.
They are the gymnast.
The crazy Romanian.
He's a crazy Romanian.
Oh, man.
Jennifer, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
So
my husband sleeps all night in the bathtub. Does that make him crazy?
Yes.
Is there a reason why? Does he say why?
I asked his mom, and she said he's done it since he was very young. And when the water gets cold in his sleep, he can turn the hot water on with his foot to warm it back up.
Wait,
so he's in the water.
Wow.
Yes, in the water.
Oh, man. Wow. He done prune all up?
Yeah.
He gets in with it full, with it nice and hot, goes to sleep, and then he warms it up through the night.
Wow.
That is Hall of Fame crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, is his skin suffering damage? Like, is it all puckered and wrinkly all the time?
Well, his fingers get wrinkly, but they go back to normal.
They do.
Dry. What if he's had some stuff to drink on a Friday night and sleeps in the bathtub? I mean, has there ever been any scare? Because that sounds like a dangerous environment to sleep in every night.
Well, he doesn't drink. So I don't have that to worry about.
Yeah. So he'll wake
up. Our bathtub's not very big, and he's 6 feet tall. So
he's not
going to
drown.
That is
It's almost
crazy.
Like he never wanted to leave the womb.
That's a very womb-y thing, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about
like
it like
he
that.
He wants to feel like he's floating in the womb.
Yeah. You guys go shopping at Wombs to Go?
If I get sleepy while I'm taking a bath, I'll get out. I do just the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that I'll go to sleep. I'll nod off in there.
I don't know if I told you this fun fact, because I look up fun facts. Jennifer. Did you know that your fingers prune up in the water so that you get better grip while you're underwater? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
That's why your fingers get all pruny.
We're not sure about that.
Look it up.
Who told you?
You're welcome, Jennifer. And yes, your husband is crazy.
Yeah, he is crazy. One of the craziest, actually.
Yeah, look it up. Crazy. I'm telling you, your fingers prune up because it creates more of a suction so you can hold on to things better underwater.
Huh.
That's just how we're created.
Okay, so why do we
take that fun fact to school today, children?
Why do we shrink up then?
Why?
In the water.
Oh, so that fish don't bite us.
You read that too?
No, but I'm just. That's what I
it
like.
Makes, it makes perfectly good sense.
That's
makes
good sense.
Fun fact: I just quickly Googled, and the Scientific American, which seems pretty legit, confirms JC's theory.
Thank you.
What if it just so happens to be that you can hold stuff better? It's not the body's reaction to hold stuff
better. Well, it's science, Kelly.
But, I mean, what's just coincidence?
It's like tread on your tires. Right? Like tread on your tires help you with driving, right? To get better grip.
I don't know. Over here on the we ain't buying it side.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me, but...
How does it not make sense
to you? It's like treads on tires are there to grip better in the rain, so that's why our fingers do that.
We don't spend enough time underwater to need that.
Back in the day, we might have. Were you there back in the day?
In Atlantis?
Yeah. We lived in Atlantis.
All right.
Hey, Courtney, you'll be our last call. What's your man do that's so crazy?
Hi, I'm a teacher in San Antonio, and sometimes I show my boyfriend episodes of The Magic School Bus. There's underlying adult tones. And he is convinced that it's Big Al Mac that sings the theme song of The Magic School Bus.
You have busted Al.
Yeah.
That's Al. Break off a little bit of the thing.
Go ahead and sing the Magic School Bus.
What's the name up again?
The Magic School Bus.
The song. The Magic School Bus.
You have to look it up. It is Big Al Mac. He's convinced.
Oh, my.
That sounds kind of like you did.
Oh, my.
The Magic School Bus.
Al, you gotta perform this tomorrow.
The Magic School Bus.
I'm singing.
That is Al!
Karaoke next Friday.
Courtney, your man is not crazy. He just busted Al on his second
career. That's my side gig.
Or your voice doppelganger.
It does.
I mean, he is just absolutely convinced, and it sounds pretty. I mean, it sounds like him.
It does.
So.
Wow.
I won't even deny it. I won't even deny it.
Thanks for that, Courtney. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Big Al's performance of the Magic School Bus.
I did used to drive a school bus.
You sure did.
We know this, right?
That is so true.
Short-lived career.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Courtney. We never heard that.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
Wow. Wow.
The Magic School Bus.
We got to look up this guy and see if he looks like you, too.
See who it is, yeah.
Probably some white guy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Oh, yes, it's time for you to win up to $1,000.
Yes, it is. Yesterday, we could have had a $1,000 winner.
Yeah. Shondi Harris won $520. If she would have stayed in the vault a little bit longer.
I don't blame her for shutting that vault because that just gets scary.
$500 is a lot of money. What happens if that vault door closes on us, Kelly?
You get nothing.
Nada.
Nothing. Not even the last dollar amount announced. I mean, no. Al sometimes has mercy and gives bonus points, but that's guaranteed.
No. Al sometimes will give you bonus points.
I will.
Now, Jenna. What if I study the tape from past contestants? Is that going to help me?
No, it's not, because this is completely random. Yep. Every number is different each time. The vault closes at a different time.
Uh-huh.
Every time we do it, it's different. So just because it went all the way up to 1,000 last time, it could cut off at 100.
Never know.
Now, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, I just want to see.
Thank you. I was singing the theme song. Bang.
All right, let's meet our contestant.
The bang.
We're looking for caller number 13, I believe.
Yep.
That is Paige Hall. Hi, Paige.
Oh, yay. Hi.
Hi, Paige.
How are y'all this morning?
So good.
Great. You sound perky. What are you doing?
I just got in from the gym. I walked into my office.
Good for you.
Yeah. Look at you getting the early workout in.
Right.
What'd you work today, the glutes?
We did core today.
Core.
We did legs yesterday, so I'm sore.
How many days a week do you work out, Paige?
5 days.
5 days.
Monday through Friday.
How do you make that transition from working out from one day a week, sometimes, to 5 days a week?
I just get my workout clothes out and ready. That way in the morning, I can't make the excuse that I don't have my stuff together.
I got
you. Yeah, but if we work out in the morning, we would have to work out at 2 or 3 a.m.
I hate that we can't work out in the morning.
That's way too early.
And I would love working out in the morning, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's different for us
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about you, Paige Hall. You got a man? What's going on with you?
I do. I got married in October.
Congratulations.
And I work as a paralegal.
Okay. Now,
see, she's not going to do what, you know, a lot of brides do. We lose weight for the wedding,
uh-huh.
And then we put it all back on, and everybody accuses us of getting fat when we just put back on the weight that we lost for the
she's
wedding.
She's going to stay fine. She's going to stay fine.
She's like, I'm going to keep. Yeah.
You go, Paige Hall.
I like that.
All right, Paige, do you know the rules to beat the bank?
I do.
Awesome. We just explained them. Again, we're going to put you in the vault. Make sure you yell stop and we hear you, okay, so that you can get your money.
Sounds like a plan.
That is the number one rule. Paige, are you ready to play?
Beat.
I'm so ready.
Let's play.
Beat the bank.
I'm not good at that.
It's premature Kelly over there.
100. 130. 200. 250.
I like how it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it's moving, Paige.
270. 330. 360.
That's a nice car payment right there.
Mm-hmm.
400.
TV.
Stop. She says.
She can't handle it. She can't handle
Paige
it.
Paige Hall wanted to stop, and you got $400, Paige Hall.
Yeah, Paige Hall.
You paid some legal fees right there.
Yeah, you felt like the vault was closing on you there, Paige?
I did. It was going on really long, and I didn't want it to go back down.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking,
okay.
Right?
Okay, right. Well, Paige, if you want, we can keep playing. You're still going to keep your $400. You want to see how much you could have won?
I would love to see how much I could have won.
All right. Let's keep the tape going. Go, Shannon.
Make it sting.
We were at 400.
410.
Man, okay. That's 10 bucks.
420. 450.
Oh, it slowed down quite a bit.
Fine.
460.
Jeez,
a little dollar, yeah.
All right. Being stingy today.
Well, I don't care now because Paige is not winning.
600.
Oh, there you go.
Aww.
That's okay, Paige.
690.
Okay.
I can't.
All right. You know what, Paige? You still got $400.
Hey.
$400, girl.
$400 I didn't happy for.
That's right. Right. That's
you got
right.
Abs of steel, girl.
What are you going to do with that money, Paige?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to save it for a new vacation. We'll hold out for the one-year anniversary.
Perfect.
Aww. Here you go. Yeah. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
We went to Jamaica. We went to Negril.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Been there. Did you go to Dunes Waterfalls?
What?
Did you go to Dunes Waterfalls?
We didn't, no. We went ahead and went to the underwater cavern and stuff, and we did a lot of private cruises and snorkeling and diving. It was lots of fun. Mm,
sounds like the perfect honeymoon.
Sounds like you guys were on an episode of The Bachelor or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, that Mad Men theme song.
Yes. Last season of Mad Men, right, Jenna?
Last season, yeah. The show is back for its last season, Sundays on AMC at 10, 9 Central. And we're celebrating here at Kid Nation by giving you the chance to win one of three trips to an exclusive Mad Men party in L.A. You're going to get to take a guest and go to this cool party to watch the final episode of Mad Men. We're throwing in transportation, accommodations, party passes, Mad Men swag, and more. And this is all you have to do to sign up to win for this trip.
What?
Show us your Mad Men style. This television show is known for the way the characters dress. So dress as if you were on the show, the retro hair, makeup. Then just take a photo of yourself and submit it to us by Friday, April 17th at KidNation.com. We are going to pick three of our favorites to win. And be sure to tune into Mad Men on Sundays on AMC.
Look at that, three trips.
I wouldn't have done well back in that day because most of the pants were flat front pants as opposed to pleated pants. And those.
That's an issue.
Flat front pants are made for the skinny man.
I love a good flat front pant.
Me too. Yeah.
Thanks, Al, for that.
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Yeah, just saying.
So you wouldn't have done well just because of the
I would have done well. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't have done well back then. And that whole race thing back in that day, too.
Yeah, that would have been I thought that's where you were going.
That would have been a drag, too.
Happy Tinder Tuesday, everybody.
It's my favorite day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly, the most successful one on the show on Tinder.
I know, right?
Just celebrated your 7-week anniversary with
yesterday
with Tinder Wolf.
Thank you.
Now known as Bill.
You know, Monday is going to be my birthday, which coincidentally will be a big milestone in our relationship.
Eight weeks.
8 weeks.
Of course.
I tried Googling what you give for an 8-week anniversary.
No, you did not.
Gosh, Kelly.
What are you getting him for the 8-week anniversary?
Nothing. It's my birthday. He better give me something.
But it's the anniversary. Kelly went to the calendar back there for the business for the office and put her weekly anniversary. So that we do not forget.
It should be celebrated.
It should be.
That is Elena Davies, by the way.
Hello.
Hello, Selfie Queen.
How's it going?
She is excellent at coaching girls volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
She's excellent at helping Lacey answer the phones back there as a phone screener.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You take the perfect selfies.
So true.
After how many takes?
I mean, maybe 20. Maybe
takes?
One. You never know.
I would love to see the outtakes of
yourself. You don't want to see a girl's cell phone when we're trying to get a selfie.
That's funny. We should post your outtakes sometime.
We should. Bloopers.
And the ultimate. Because that would show how what you go through to get the perfect selfie.
Right.
You have a lot of misses before you get the hit.
Oh, yeah. It's a process.
And she's Tinder coach to the stars, like Kelly Raspberry and Jenna when she is ready to get back on the Tinder.
No, I'm just the one that brought up Tinder to Kelly in the first place. Elena's the expert.
Right.
Because it's just not really my thing. I don't know.
You haven't,
I've tried a little bit here and there, but I haven't found anyone to swipe on. I think they locked me out of my account for inactivity. So Elena's the real coach on the profile and how to interact.
See, and I'm the opposite. I think I have like over 600 matches. And I'm I should probably be a little bit more.
You swipe right a
more
lot.
Strict on the swiping there.
Are you
You're
still
young enough? You can swipe right on anything.
Well, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, if I swipe left, they could be gone forever. Maybe I just swiped away my husband. I don't know
exactly.
But if I swipe right and they annoy me, unmatch.
That's all you got to do is just hit unmatch.
Oh, you can unmatch. I didn't know that.
You can unmatch.
Oh yeah, you could definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had to use that power?
I have. There's this new feature, not super new, but there is a feature on Snapchat, on Tinder called the Tinder Moment, and it's comparable to a Snapchat story. So you post a moment on your Tinder and it stays active for 24 hours for all your matches to view.
Okay, give me an example of what a moment would be. I don't get that. What is a moment?
Basically, it's just a photo. Just you take a picture. I could put a selfie if I wanted to. I don't normally. Maybe I should. But people will put, you know, photos of their food. I don't really want to see what you're eating.
Just a Tinder.
So it just stays for 24 hours.
So it stays 24 hours, and you can either swipe it away, just like you would a match or a potential match, or you could like it. And I guess the premise behind it is maybe a conversation starter. So, you maybe have all these matches on there that you haven't really chatted it up with, and then they post a moment, and you're like, oh, hey.
I like that.
Yeah. We have something to talk about now. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it could kind of bring up a new conversation.
Okay.
So I do like the premise, but there are some people that will post photo after photo after photo, irrelevant photo on the moment, and I'm just like, I can't see this. I don't have time.
You're ruining the moment.
Yeah, you're ruining
the moment.
Did you upgrade recently to the new Tinder Premium service that's $19.99?
I didn't, no.
Yeah. What is Tinder Premium?
Okay, so you can, it has a couple cool features. If you accidentally swipe left on someone, you can undo it. You can be like, oops, maybe I want to love you.
Right.
Come back to me.
Maybe I want to love you. That's a love song. Maybe I want to love you.
Maybe.
You get into that left swiping and you can't stop.
Yeah, because I'll get to going and then I'm like, wait, he might have been attractive. Yeah. I need to find out.
Oops.
And then the big thing is you can run out of swipe right. You can keep swiping left all day, but you can run out of those swipes.
Seriously?
Yes.
I was messing around with Russ, our social media guy, with his Tinder, and I just started swiping right.
Because I guess behind it is there's a lot of, I think more guys than anything, that'll just swipe right, swipe yes to everybody. And so you're kind of misusing the app. So you run out, you have 12 hours to like get more lives.
How many swipe rights do you get? Do you know the limit?
I really don't know. And I thought it wouldn't happen to me because it's your heart on there kind of like loses life.
Oh, it's like
But it never did game. That to me until all of a sudden one day I was out of swipe rights and I was like, oh man.
So you had to wait 12 hours.
Such a sad day.
That was a sad day for me. That gives also a new low for me.
That gives you 12 hours to go back and communicate with the people you have previously swiped right on.
Because that's saying don't give your heart to too many people.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. Now, clearly, Elena has a lot of experience on Tinder. That's why she is pimping your profile to help you find love.
Oh, yeah. Elena pimps your profile at gmail.com. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Have you had any luck with people?
Guaranteed success, maybe. I've gotten a lot of emails and I think I've helped a lot of people out. I feel really good about the service I've done.
And you've also done, going out on the streets and talking to the Tinder users.
I have.
And you found some crazy, cause you have crazy stories every single week.
I do. And I thought, you know, and then Kelly comes in here with her
love,
you know, her love. You really did find love in a hopeless place, Kelly.
I did.
What if you had run out of swipe rights and you didn't meet Tinder?
Oh,
there's so many things that could have gone wrong, but it was meant to be.
Tinder fate.
And now Bill's one of the clan, you know?
Elena, who did you talk to this week?
Well, I just went out on the streets. I guess I just wanted to know, does everybody else have horrible luck like I do? Or is everybody finding love?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I went to find out.
Let's see.
So on Tinder, you know, doing my thing, searching for some attractive males. So match with one, we start talking, and so we meet up with our friends, and things are progressing, have a couple drinks. So we decide to go back to his house, and we get there, he opens the door to his room, and it's essentially a dorm-sized mattress on the floor.
No.
Yep, and just a ironing board as his desk.
No!
That is basically it.
What?
An ironing board is his desk.
How old is this girl?
Wow.
20s?
Yeah, she's about 25. Okay. 25-ish, I think.
And pretty girl?
Very pretty.
And goes home with the Tinder guy?
The guys don't care about stuff.
Right.
They just want some place to sleep.
So we got a little tiny bed and an ironing board for a desk. Okay. Yes. Making great impressions for the ladies.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is extremely questionable.
Yes, extremely questionable.
Yes. But so I'm also
did
like,
you proceed?
Yeah, I mean, I had some whiskey and I'm like, why not? And I'm laying in his bed and he decides to go into the kitchen and get something to eat, I guess. Because he comes back and he has a plate full of taquitos. And I'm like, yes, thank goodness, this girl is hungry. So he just goes and stands next to his little desk ironing board thing and just keeps his back to me and stands there while he's eating these taquitos all by himself, doesn't say anything, doesn't offer one to me.
No.
And I'm just laying there like, hello, what about me? I put in just as much work as you did. I deserve at least three.
You're not.
I want to be friends with her.
This is so funny.
I want to be friends with her.
This is so funny.
I will buy her taquitos.
She will take you up on it.
I'd feed her.
That's funny.
She gets free food.
We need to find this girl and give her a year worth.
She gets free food at my bar. She gets free food. I feel so bad for her.
You're not asking for much.
Exactly. I know. And he's just there, just munching, doesn't say anything. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is insane. This is crazy. So that happens. It's at this time, it's like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm going to drive home. But so he, you know, shimmies up next to me in this little cardboard size box, basically, of a bed. And
wow.
Yeah. So before he does that, he's on his phone and he's, I'm thinking he's going to play like some music just to have going like while we go to sleep or whatever. No, he puts on podcasts of motivational speakers.
What?
Yes. Talking about money management and entrepreneurship.
No.
Yes. The whole night. So
how do you even sleep with that going on in the background?
I don't. So that's going, and I'm like thinking, are you kidding me? This is getting worse and worse and worse. So about an hour and a half into the night, I'm like wide awake, and he's like snoring next to me, you know, not even disturbed at all. So I like quietly like roll over to hit pause on the thing.
You don't have to roll far.
I know. I basically just move my arm, and it's there. And so I turn it off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, finally I can sleep. No joke. Like 10 minutes later, he gets up, goes in peace, comes back and turns it back on, and then gets back in bed. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was my Tinder story.
Oh, that's my Tinder story. Wow.
Oh, these guys exist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they exist.
These guys exist.
Well, he needs that positive programming in his brain so he can get off the mattress on the floor and the ironing board desk.
The funniest thing about it all is that, like, just a couple minutes later, we were actually at your bar, Al.
Yeah, of course.
And we're sitting out on the patio because it's a little bit, you know, quieter. And a couple minutes after I wrap it up, he walks past in
it's
front
him.
Of us. Yes. And she was like, no, that's him. And he hides. She was like, because he's been blowing her up, trying to meet up again.
You should have interviewed him about his Tinder experience.
See his side of the story.
He didn't share the taquito.
What do you do with a girl on a first date?
Dude, I broke up with a girl because she would not share her McDonald's and fries. She came to my... You remember this story, Kelly?
Big deal.
She came to my house, like, we had decided we weren't going anywhere. So she came with food for one. After I fed her several times, she came with food for one, sat down at my table, did not offer me a fry. Not one French or a fry.
Oh.
You had every right to dump her.
I dumped her. I'm sorry.
Keep up with Elena's escapades on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
It's Elena Davies, ElenaDavies.
All right, we'll talk to you next Tinder Tuesday. Okay,
Yay.
Elena. Yay, Elena.
Good one. Thanks.
That was a great one.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
In the bank. The bank.
Yes, the Kid Credit Morning Show. Giving you a shot at $1,000 every day, twice a day.
The bank.
We already gave away $400. Al, you're into whispering a lot.
Good morning.
The bank. Just this song. That's all.
You're really into that. We're going to lock you in the vault. We asked for caller number 17. And Al and I just had a conversation about this.
Yeah, we did. Let's get her on the phone.
About caller 17?
Jade Smith, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Ladies.
I like it.
JC and I came to the conclusion that any woman with the name Jade is hot.
Yeah.
It's just one of those hot names.
So congratulations, Jade. You're hot.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's kind of a stripper name, but I'm a 34-year-old white female, so I'm pretty boring.
Oh, no. Seriously, we were looking up just Jades, random Jades on Facebook, and they're all pretty.
They're all hot.
Are you married, Jade?
Oh, yay. Yay.
Are you married?
I am married, yes. Been married for 9 years now.
See that?
So.
Of course, because her name's Jade.
She's so hot, she got snatched up nine years ago.
You hear the enthusiasm. It's kind of, nine years.
I need y'all to talk to my husband so he feels the same way.
Oh, we will tell him. Just tell him your name is Jade, dang it. How many kids you got, Jade?
I have two girls.
Two girls.
What are their names?
Peyton and Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton and Cassidy. Mm-hmm. Cute.
Yep.
Also, all Peytons and Cassidys I've met are pretty girls.
Yeah.
So you're doing well, Jade.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Jada, do you know the rules to beat the bank?
Absolutely. Who doesn't know the rules to beat the bank?
That's what we like
all
to hear.
All right. Do you have a dollar figure in mind?
Well, no. Any money is good money.
You're just going to try to feel it because it's like a feeling you get in your gut. Like, I can't take it. One more minute. Stop.
That's right. I hope I can withstand the patient part of it.
I know.
I'm going to have a hard time.
It's the longer you're in there, the more you want to say stop. But, you know, all the clips are different. The doors close at different rates of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you never know how long you're going to be stuck in there, Jade. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Here we go.
90.
Ooh, mean.
Keep going, bank. Okay.
150.
Okay.
Oh, not yet.
All right.
220.
Not bad, Jay.
Oh,
we only three.
Oh, that paid my electric bill.
280.
Electric and water.
Yeah.
310.
Oh, keep going.
Okay. I like that. I like you, Jade.
350.
Car payment money.
400.
Keep going, bank.
480.
No.
530.
A nice TV right there.
Oh, that's a real nice TV.
Yep.
Oh, Jade. Jade, you were at the counter.
Jade.
You were at the counter at Best Buy with your brand new big screen.
No, I'm driving it in now.
And then your credit card got the line.
Oh, Jade.
I'm so sorry.
Dang it. Oh, Jade.
Rewind 1 second and I'll say stop.
I know, right?
I wish we could.
I admire your patience, though. You were hanging on.
We were dying.
I thought it was going to go a little more.
Jade.
Just because we like you, Jade, 6,000 bonus points, okay?
Oh, wow. That's really nice of you.
Thank you very much.
That's the most you've ever given
out. That's the most I've ever given out to any one person.
And what are those good for?
You're welcome.
You know, to get bonus stuff.
You can go to our website.
The only person that's ever lost on Break the Bank.
No, we've had a few. We've had a few that gambled a little bit. Let's remember all the fine moments we had with Jade.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Jade. I'm so sorry.
From searching Jade's name.
Yeah. And she called her own name, a stripper name.
To her telling us we need to tell her husband. He needs to recognize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been fun to give her all that money in ones.
Think of the kids. Think of Peyton and Cassidy.
Oh, Peyton and Cassidy.
Oh, man. The fun they could have had.
Okay, you guys.
How will they eat today?
You should. We need to get some t-shirts.
Yeah, well,
I just gave you 6,000 bonus points.
Give her a Kid Craddock and the Morning Show coffee mug or something.
Jade, we'll get your name because we liked you and we'll send you something.
We'll give you something. We'll put a little gift basket together for you.
Okay, Jade.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, just hold on for us. You know, we love you still.
We got a bunch of tasty cakes.
Okay, we'll send you some tasty cakes.
Yeah,
we're going to make you a little Kid Craddock Morning Show gift basket.
All right.
Okay, you're in charge of that, Kelly.
All right,
when you
Jade,
say we are going to do something, we're going to do it. You're in charge of that, Kelly.
I really like Jade, too.
I feel a gift basket is necessary.
You're in charge.
I hate when we don't get a winner.
I do, too. It makes me sad.
You know what?
You're going to go to the post office, mail it?
No, I'll have somebody else do that.
She'll take care of it. Don't worry.
I'll put it together.
If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We're going to play again twice, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. It's called Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. Make sure you listen tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, what if I told you you can improve your sleep, have better digestion, have no cellulite?
What?
No cellulite. I said it for you, Kelly. Cellulite.
I don't know. Is it cellulite? Cellulite?
I don't know.
I don't even know. But I want to get rid of it.
Help with asthma, thyroid and gland disorders, all that good stuff, right?
Mm.
I can help it just 20 minutes a day.
What do I have to do?
Thanks to science.
A pill?
No pill, Jenna. This is all natural.
I don't want it if it's not in a pill.
It's science, Kelly. It's easier than a pill.
I got to do something.
You don't have to swallow
anything. What do you have to do?
Do something active.
No, nothing active. All you got to do
is it going to help me lose weight?
It could help with weight loss, yeah.
All right.
It helps with malnutrition or obesity. What?
Make me look younger?
It will help you. Less joint pain also, toothaches and headaches.
Will it make my hair shiny?
No more frequent colds.
What is it?
Hold on. Kelly's asking questions and I'm
okay.
Trying. Oh, it helps with arthritis.
Oh. If you know, maybe it could help prevent it if you don't have it yet.
Yeah.
And, it also can help with... STDs, Al.
Oh.
Did it help with that corn on my toe?
No such thing as the corn here.
Does it help you in the other room?
It can help you with the sexy
time. Your libido.
Timeout. Yeah.
Your libido?
It can help you with that.
All right.
Absolutely, Big
Al.
Okay,
Matt. What is it?
And also with infertility.
Well, where were you 9 years ago?
I know.
With this information.
All you need is a neck. You have a neck?
Yeah. I do.
And an ice cube.
A neck and an ice cube.
Okay. Yes. So I haven't been able to sleep lately. Uh-huh. And I went online, and I'm searching for things to help me fall asleep naturally, because I don't like taking pills. I don't like doing that.
Okay.
Unlike some people
we have friends that have some hookups.
Yeah.
Okay. We have friends that have hookups.
Friends with hookups.
Jeez.
And so I found this nutrition website that says that if you take an ice cube and you place it at the base of your neck where it meets, so
like
your cranium.
Little, yeah.
Right there, that indentation.
Well, that's where you're supposed to put it if you're overheated.
Right.
The kitchen, Al?
That's the kitchen, yeah.
That's the kitchen?
I don't know why it's called that.
Black
but
people
I love
call it the
when
kitchen, right,
we
right
mash
there.
It.
Oh, good. Ice cream.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be all wet.
So you'll take, you could put a little towel down right there. That's what I did yesterday. I tried it. So
well,
you
I mean,
put,
he's bringing in now. That's what I'm saying. We're going to be wet.
It's okay.
Thank you, Trey.
Yeah,
so you put this ice cube.
I have a white shirt on.
And it's going to feel uncomfortable and freezing. But after 30 or 40 seconds, you're going to feel warm.
40 seconds, okay.
And it like kicks in real
Start
quick.
Timing it and keep talking while we're timing.
Yeah, because I've been feeling kind of sluggish
today.
It's
going to give me brain freeze?
No, it's not going to give you brain freeze. By doing this every day, you're going to begin to feel euphoria. It's because the ice cube is going to cause the endorphins to be released into your blood.
It's going down my back.
Yeah. It's going down
mine
my
too.
Butt.
Mine too.
It's going down my butt.
Okay.
I just feel numb from the neck down.
Yeah. But because of all these endorphins.
It's dripping.
Because of all these endorphins being released into your blood, you get all the benefits from that.
Well, I'm wet.
How does this help me lose weight?
Okay. Because of the endorphins.
Is it because I don't have a free hand to put food in my mouth?
Science.
What if I get the wrapper ice cube to hold the ice cube on the back of my neck?
I just did a towel on top of the ice cube and it works.
Okay, so the ice cube on the back of the neck is supposed to alleviate everything that's wrong with you.
Yeah, sleep improvement.
Can you place the ice cube while we're holding the ice cube?
Better digestion, no more frequent colds, less joint pain, toothaches, and headaches.
There we go.
And how long did you do this? You said 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
What?
Your eyes were 20.
It's called the Feng Fu Point.
The what?
The Feng Fu Point.
The Feng Fu Point?
Yeah.
It must be Asian for kitchen.
I think we got Fang Fu on the phone.
I'm really getting a headache.
Okay, it's starting to hurt.
It's not supposed to hurt.
It's hurting my skin.
It's not warm yet? Then
I'm
you're doing it wrong.
I'm getting frostbite.
No, you're doing it warm.
I am too.
Mine's
How
warm.
How can I do it wrong when it's... They say when you get frostbite, you get the sensation that you're burning, like your skin's on fire.
Mine just feels warm and good.
Kelly, I don't think you can get frostbite after holding an ice cube on your neck for 20 seconds.
I'm still holding it. It's been longer than 20 seconds.
And we could do it during the meeting.
This is starting to hurt. Can I stop?
No, it shouldn't be hurting. Let it go. Let it go. The warm will come in, Kelly.
I'm listening to Ice Cube.
Yeah. Get me on the and I'm trouble. You guys feeling it yet? Endorphins?
No, I'm hungry and I still have a muffin top.
Well, it's not. You got to do it every day. It's not just gonna happen
I don't
one
see
time.
How this is gonna happen for 20 minutes a day?
Yeah, you have to, Kelly. You have to. We're gonna sit here for 20 minutes.
How many days before we notice something?
It's been one so far.
We're gonna do it for 20 minutes every
very
day.
Very good radio
it's
segment.
Like
every day at this
down
time.
My boobs.
I don't know, but the consultant is here, and I don't think he's going to say that holding ice cubes on your neck is making a good radio show.
Oh, I'm bettering our lives because of science. Bit killer.
I hope he's not listening.
You guys are all
this.
Giving up right now?
Well, I'm wet.
Yeah, I have a white shirt on. And I
need to discuss that right now.
Look at that.
What? Well, it's an ice cube. What do you think is going to happen with an ice cube? I'm telling you, it worked for me yesterday.
You held it there for 20 minutes.
I held it there for 20 minutes.
I'm just going to stick with my sleeping pills.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.